You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by Gulf Coast Bank, your local community bank. Whether your financial needs are for an individual, a business, or for the whole family, Gulf Coast Bank has the knowledge and products to serve you best. With 9 convenient locations throughout Acadiana, you're never far from a friendly Gulf Coast Bank associate.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Israel-Hamas conflict is keeping stocks under pressure, and crude oil prices are higher because it creates uncertainty about how oil will be impacted. Shares of defense contractors are higher. Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman are up more than 3%. Shares of chip design company Arm jumped as the stock launched recently, but now Wall Street analysts say Arm shares could soar as much as another 57%. At least 7 market watchers are recommending investors buy the stock. They see it benefiting from its technology to be used in artificial intelligence and new connected devices. The Amazon Prime Big Deal Days are tomorrow and Wednesday, but MarketWatch says the best deals are usually on Amazon's own devices. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Why are central banks quietly amassing mountains of gold? Because they know the dollar won't last. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your IRA or 401k into physical gold with Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Online at matthew-james.com.
We're learning of more American victims in Hamas's war on Israel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Americans have been killed by a terrorist organization. That's something we don't countenance as Americans. Potentially a dozen killed, and we don't know how many Americans have been taken hostage.
As former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, so far the State Department's confirmed 9 American deaths. More than 800 Israelis have also been killed, more taken hostage.
Israeli Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer says the shock assault by Hamas is like 10 9/11s.
We haven't seen it since ISIS, where people go on these trucks, killers with guns, mowing innocent people, women, children.
He says Hamas has made a terrible miscalculation and Israel will teach them a lesson no one will ever forget.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Israel has cut off electricity, fuel, and food to Gaza, where hundreds of Palestinians have been killed.
Israel has started to shell the Gaza Strip with artillery units. You can hear right there that bang, artillery shells flying through the air and slamming into positions along the Gaza border.
Fox's Trey Yingst also reports.
We are learning just now that Israel has killed a number of infiltrators on the northern border with Lebanon.
The Wall Street Journal reports Iran helped Hamas plan Saturday's surprise attack. And as the U.S. moves an aircraft carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean, Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House.
President Biden must also now work with his team to figure out how exactly the vaunted U.S. and Western spy operation missed the planning stages of the Hamas attack on Israel. So far, White House officials are not willing to say what they think exactly happened, what broke down.
On day 25 of the auto workers' strike, a new walkout this morning.
The United Auto Workers Union says members at Mack Trucks have voted down a tentative 5-year contract deal that had reached October 1st with the company and 4,000 workers in 3 states.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for top-notch personal protection? The Smith & Wesson Equalizer is here to level the playing field. Easy-to-rack slide, easy-to-control ergonomic grip. It's designed for you. With a 10, 13, and 15-round magazine included, size up for better control or size down for easier concealment. Don't miss out on the opportunity to upgrade your safety. Visit your local dealer now. To learn more about the Equalizer, visit smith-wesson.com. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. All capacity sizes may not be available in your jurisdiction. Be sure to check your local laws and regulations.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995.
The Joe Cunningham Show has a new start time. That's right. Hey, everybody, it's me, Joe Cunningham, and I want you to join me every weekday at 5 p.m. here on News Talk 96.5 KPL. All of the news and analysis that's important to you right here in Acadiana, be it local, state, or national, going to have that for you during your evening drive every day from 5 to 6 p.m. The Joe Cunningham Show right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Hi, I'm Jenna Ushkowitz. Animals protect, comfort, and give us their love. It's time we repaid the favor. American Humane encourages everyone to do four simple things. Adopt from a local rescue group or shelter. Help animals in disasters by becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer. Choose only humanely raised foods. And help endangered creatures by supporting American Humane certified institutions. Visit AmericanHumane.org to learn more.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Well, it is last week leading up to the big vote in Louisiana. And will Louisiana people step up to vote the system people's candidates out? Will they step up and say enough is enough or the BS? Will we step up and say, you know what? No way. We're done with the system candidates. We're done with the good old boy network. That's what's at stake after 8 years of Bell leading us the wrong direction on steroids. Will we step up? This is on us now, okay? You got all the candidates, you got all the lies coming from a lot of these people that want to get in against the good people. Will we step up? 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. I got some numbers, too. And by the way, it's the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. So if you want to be part of the program, you can be on that way. Now, let me give you early voting, just a few numbers. In 2019, early voting, after early voting had passed, just like we've done, early voting's over. You voted this Saturday. You vote this Saturday. If you hadn't voted, then you're going to be out of time. You missed out. You didn't help us change the state. We got to change it. I'm going to let you know after election how good or bad we are. I was feeling good the other day when I had somebody that really knows this stuff said, I think you're going to be 80, 90% happy. Well, Brandon, I'm usually 10% happy. I hope I'm 80, 90% happy. It'll be the first time in my history of doing this program. So in 2019 early voting, Republicans voted 42% on early turnout. 42% of the vote were Republicans. 2023 early voting, which just ended Saturday, 46% of the vote was Republican. That is a 4% swing toward the Republicans. Here's a little better news. The Democrats... This was Edwards' last run when he barely won because Eddie Rasponi beat up a good man. Back then, the second time, early voting, the Democrats were 43%. They actually had a 1% earlier turnout than the Republicans. okay? The Democrats were at 43. This time, the Democrats are right at 40. So they're down 3%. Republicans up 4. Democrats down 3. Now, the overall voting is down 9%. I told y'all, I don't know if we're going to push 40%. We're probably going to push 40% on the turnout. I like to know how many people I run into and said they really. I tell you what, I did a trip, Brandon, Saturday and Sunday. Was in Monroe for most of the day on Saturday, and I ended up in Shreveport, not all of the day, but early Saturday night and most of Sunday morning to after lunch. And by the way, I did eat a Superior Grill. I hope that was okay, Brandon. I sent a picture to Phil Barbary to let him know. Anyway, so it was amazing the number of people, and I ran into one couple, and these are people that listen to the show, very responsible people for the most part. They like me for the most part. I'd say that about you too, Brandon, because none of us perfect. So you got a guy and his wife, and they were headed out of town, and he said, you know, I got up this morning and told my wife, let's go vote before we leave because we're out of town next week. Then he looked at it and said, you know what? Never mind. It don't matter anymore. He said, I just don't care. That's the problem. I'm not saying him and his wife are a problem, but the problem is so many people feel like their vote's not going to count. So many people feel like when they vote for somebody, they turn on them anyway. So you got that. That's a big problem, not only in the state, but in the country. Because we're tired of watching politicians lie to us while they get filthy rich. Let me just be blunt. We're tired of watching them saying, we're going to fix this, and they don't even try to fix anything. I'm still waiting for one person to call me and tell me what Bill Edwards' vision for this state was 8 years ago, and how did that work out? He got Medicaid expansion. He missed on raising the minimum wage. Okay? And the only other thing I remember, that he wanted to raise taxes, and he got that too with the help of Clay Shakesnyder and Blank Page Cortez. And you know, he got those taxes lifted up. So, you know, it's time to go vote, folks. You got to want to change the state. Politicians are not going to change the state. You know, somebody called the other day, and I get it. I understand that. Unless we have a spiritual revival in our state of this country, we're in deep trouble. But we got to hang in the game. That's all. We just got to stay in the game. The other concerning thing, like in 2019, let me put my glasses back. You're not going to wear glasses, not a read. It's so frustrating.
I did notice that.
Yeah, it's so frustrating to see the little bitty print now.
It complements the white in your hair.
It just started happening like the last couple weeks. So 2019, it's down 9%. You already know that. The white turnout was at 72.9, so 73% white turnout in 2019. Okay? In 2023, the white turnout was 73.61. So, really, you had a little bit of an increase in the white turnout. Black turnout was 24.5. And the black turnout this time is 23.92. A little bit increase in white vote, a little bit less in black. Remember, the blacks make up about 67% of the party of hate and the party of filth, the Democrat Party. By the way, because I don't want to forget, and you need to call your friends, Mark Levin, yes, that Mark Levin, the one you see on Fox, the one that does the radio program, Dr. Levin, will be on with us at 9:32. His new book, The Democrat Party Hates America. Finally, somebody writing a real book about how bad the Democrats have become, and they're just as bad in this state. They want power, according to Levin. So this will be good. We'll have him at 9:30, and I'm looking forward to it. So all the numbers are good unless people are going to vote for Republicans like Clay Shakesnyder. Clay Shakesnyder's whole ad campaign is the biggest damn lie I've ever seen in the campaign. It's the biggest lie anybody's ever run a TV commercial. There is no integrity with him. There is no honesty with him. And I'll tell you something else. When his word is true, he has no word that's true. We'll have people on this week that work with him that'll tell you that starting tomorrow. Folks, you've been fooled by a slick commercial. Some of you people, I saw numbers that has him with the pot. I don't think he makes it. Everywhere I go, his name is Mud. But he got a slick commercial thinking, oh, this guy started from nothing, became speaking out. He didn't even have a business anymore. Number one. Number two, that's a lie. Okay, number two, he got to be speaker, and he don't say it in the ad because he walked across the aisle and gave the Democrats party if they'd vote for him. I've been explaining this for 4 years. That guy ought to not be at 1%. That could be the worst thing ever happened to the state of Louisiana. This guy went over and cut a deal with the liberal Democrats. You know, the ones for abortion, the ones for mutilating children, the ones for allowing boys to go in girls' basketball. I mean, playing locker rooms. That's Clay Schexnader. The guys are, folks, I'm blown away that he has 1%. I'm blown away, but I know I don't touch everybody. I'm blown away that a Republican could vote for Clay Schexnader. Blown away when you got some good candidates over here to vote for. He hurt us. Let me tell you what else he did. Not only did he give Democrat power, he gave away committee chairs with his Republican buddies. He gave the committee chairs to the Democrat. Who does that? Clay Schexnader did it. I'll give you something else. I can go on and on. I can talk for a week, a month, about how bad it would be. Clay Schexnader caused all the budget problems that we had. In this last session, you don't remember the chaos? Clay Schexnader. He's not a leader, folks. Clay Schexnader, when he couldn't get his budget passed, went to the Democrats and gave them each $1 million to vote for the budget and spend it however they wanted to spend it. That is a fact. Even an advocate got that right. They don't get nothing right. $1 million. Why, he took projects away from Doty Horton, from Alan Seaball, from Blake Meagher, took them away so people would have something to run on. This guy is bad news. He's already proved he will work really hard with the left. He already proved that he knows how to buy votes. How do you like that? A guy running for Secretary of State who knows how to buy votes. And it's documented in The Advocate and other places. He bought Democrats and gave them each $1 million that they can go spend in that district because he knew some conservatives was going to vote against his budget. He knows how to buy votes. And remember, the Secretary of State overlooks elections. He knows how to buy Democrat votes. That's who he is. Anybody want to argue with me about that? Bring it on, baby. Bring it on this program. That's who the guy is. He's cut deals with the left, the woke group. I got a guy coming on talking about the Democrat Party hates America. He's a very smart, brilliant guy. Clay Schexnader loves him some liberal Democrats. You got people to vote for in that race. You got to make sure he don't get nowhere near that running slick, lying commercials. I'm talking about lying commercials. Wow, how does that guy have 1%? That's what blows my mind about people voting, not knowing and understanding who they're voting for. Take a break. We'll be back.
Louisiana is 48th in police pay, 35th in teacher pay, and dead last for firefighters. That doesn't surprise you, does it? The legislature had an extra $2 billion. That's billion with a B. The blue team fought the red team, and then the red team fought the red team. They passed a budget that none of them read without permanent raises for teachers. What kind of message are we sending? It sounds like move to Texas. We don't value you. It's embarrassing. So how can we expect our children to stay, serve, and build community if we don't make our teachers, police, and firefighters a priority? I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent. I'm running for governor. Let's seize a future of family, community, and prosperity. Not one of crime, poverty, and potholes. Why not?
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running for Secretary of State. I'm going to work as hard for you as I did with the great people that helped me build a leading energy business. We worked together as a team, and we got the job done. In Louisiana, we don't run from the challenges in front of us. We roll up our sleeves and we get the job done. I believe in you, and together we can move Louisiana forward. Vote for Mike Francis for Secretary of State. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election season and football season go hand in hand in Louisiana. So make sure you don't miss a play or your chance to make your voice heard by early voting. And remember to download the free GoVote mobile app to find your early voting site and view your sample ballot. Early voting runs now through Saturday, October 7th, and Election Day is Saturday, October 14th. For more information, visit geauxvote.com or check out the GoVote app. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
I'm Jude Sobive.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Folks, voting is this Saturday. We'll find out where we're going in all these elections. We've been talking about a lot of them for a while now. The left is really going after some senators and House members. And the left, I'm talking about far left. And that's the good old boy network, is as far left as you get in the system. And some of the police jurors and local town mayors and all, I mean, they want their money. And they'll lie. They don't give a dang. They want their money. By the way, I did want to mention, I will be at the Sabine Medical Center Wednesday. Sabine Medical Center. I hope you're coming out. Alan Seaball is having a pep rally and a lot of fun. We're going to be there from 5:30 to 7. I will be there. I hope you're going to come out and say hi to Alan. We need Alan Seaball to win against the good old boy network, the system, against Taylor Townsend and the good old boy drunken network, because them guys act like they live. They got to have their guy. They got to have their person, and they don't care what they do to the person. They don't care how people – how they got to talk people into voting. Anyway, that's going to be Wednesday at 5:30. Once again, Alan Seaball, Sabine Medical Center. Hope you come out, come say hi. Love to visit with you. Great little area. I was over there a couple of weeks ago. Was it last week? Last Monday. And had a really, really good time there. And hope you come out and help Alan Seaball get in the win, because that's a straight-up election. We lose that one, we're not going to change the Senate. And I know McConathy's a nice guy. I never say anything bad about him, but he there's no clue. And it's being used by the most leftist people. John Bel Edwards' right-hand man, Matthew Blockhead, all those people are in that election. Every nasty piece they can run about Allen, they drop it. And this, folks, you need to beat that. You understand? That is the system. Forget McConathy. That is the system. If you want to vote for the system candidate, that's what you're going to continue to get. If we beat them, we wipe them out. Man, we wipe them out. Last thing on a shake snot. I'm just letting y'all know that this is me. You can do what you want to. On the Secretary of State, if for some ungodly reason this goofball and fraud squad leader, who he never was a committee chair, and he became the speaker because he walked across the aisle and got the leftist 37 Democrats elected him. He only needed 53 votes. They cut the deal. If he was to win or get in a run with a Democrat, I'll say it right now, I will not vote for Clay Shakespeare. I don't care how woke the Democrat, Clay Shakes not a cut a deal with the woke group. What the hell's different? One of them got an R, one of them got a D, but they're the same people. People need to wake up. We're not going to change this state. Let's not get a joke of a Secretary of State. I don't want to be laughed at anymore. I want to move on. We need to move forward. We have to move forward. I'm not voting for him. If that dude getting a runoff, I feel sorry for the state of Louisiana if somebody like that makes the runoff. I mean, I feel horrible for our state that we that foolish. You know? And all a conservative can, no conservatives, none. He's not endorsed by one conservative group, and he was a speaker. Not one. Not one. And that's a shame. Same thing in the Miguez race. Miguez has been endorsed. Miguez, conservative fighters. You know, Higgins, Landry. And you look at Andre, Stuart Bishop, very little. Clay Shakesnotta, Paige Cortez, Bel Edwards are behind you, Andre. Folks, it's even in McCarthy, Seabury, Dodie Harden race. Dodie got all of John Kennedy and Alan C. I mean, Jeff Landry and Mike Johnson and all the people you voted for behind Dodie Arden. Why? She's a real conservative. The Looney Tune and the leftists are voting for Turner. It's just a fact. Same thing in Valerie Hodges' races. Rick Edmonds' race, running against Poison Ivy. You know? Danny McCormick. Danny McCormick ought to walk in that race. He ought to walk. He's done a great job. So is Shamahorn. You know, I can go on with all these races, man. It's our turn. It's our turn. We're going to either win. I want to win. I want to win for us. You know what's good? I want to win. I make no money on it. I want to win because of my kids. I want to win because of you. We can't keep voting like we've been voting. People get mad at me because I'm just blunt about it. I can pick the bad ones and the good ones out most, not all the time. I make my mistakes too. I'm not saying I don't. Slick commercials, and if you're getting a nasty piece from these trial lawyers and stuff, you really ought to relook at the candidates you're supporting. It's time for us to stand up. Are we going to stand up in the Senate? The Senate is where we need the most change. The Senate is where we need. Adam Bass has gotten endorsed by John Kennedy. Robin Mills has been out of John Kennedy endorsement. Hey, Robin, that was 4 years ago. Trumpet, that was 4 years ago. Moon endorsed you too. Adam Bass needs to win that race and send Robin Mills home. I mean, that's, you know, and you don't want Milquetoast Milkovich back in there. Stuart Cathy. I saw him Saturday, by the way. He was at a soccer game. You know how they stand on the sidelines, wave at people? Yeah, he waved and he looked at me and I rolled him. I put my glass down. He tried to call me. I texted him. I said, yeah, it's me. He needs to be beat. So on and on. All right, when we get back, hoping to have Mark Levin, his new book, The Democrat Party Hates America. Wonder why Clay Schexnauer loves the Democrat Party. You put him Speaker of the House. Take a break. Be right back.
Son, Tudor had a bright future, but his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew it was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
Conservatives want to keep Nancy Landry's experience leading the Secretary of State's office. Currently the first Assistant Secretary of State, Republican Nancy Landry will be ready on day one and has a solid conservative voting record from her time in the state legislature. Our new Secretary of State must conduct the 2024 presidential elections immediately after taking office. Louisiana cannot afford someone who needs on-the-job training. Nancy Landry will be ready on day one to keep our elections safe and secure.
Paid for by Nancy Landry campaign.
Hey folks, discover Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Raging Cajun Foods' delicious line of seasoned dinners. Beans, black-eyed peas, roux, Creole sauce, seasonings, rubs, and even sweet jalapeno relish and spicy pickles. Raging Cajun's authentic recipes have been secretly crafted in the heart of Acadiana for over 38 years. As for Raging Cajun at all your favorite grocery stores today, Raging Cajun, original Cajun seasoning. Folks, ask him for that Raging Cajun.
Jackpot!
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, online at matthewjames.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. Well, it's an honor to have him back on. New York Times, number one best-selling author, also host of his own radio program, his TV program. He's a writer. He's a constitutionalist and a great guy. We love him. Mark Levin. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you, my brother?
And I am doing super, man. You know, Mark, I call the Democrats the party of hate and filth. And you come up with a book, The Democratic Party Hates America. And so I love the headlines already. Tell us about the book. Tell us about what you're trying to get people to know.
Well, first of all, there's no way to write a book, The Democrat Party Loves America, and be about one paragraph long, and that would be the end of it. The Democrat Party is a very evil institution from its founding, the founding of the Democrat Party up to today. You see these socialist Democrats, why are they part of the Democrat Party today? They're out there defending Hamas, slaughtering Jews and Americans and Brits and anybody else they can slaughter. This is an anti-American party, and it always has been. It's an anti-American party from the days of slavery and segregation to the days of Jim Crow and the lynching period of time when Franklin Roosevelt in 1940 refused to sign a bill that would have federally outlawed lynching. It's a party of eugenics. It's never been the party of the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. It's never embraced, our rights under the Constitution, God-given rights, unalienable rights. Today, it attacks the Bill of Rights, free speech, freedom of religion, freedom of peaceful protest. It supports violent protests when it's their militia doing it. Does it really support the 9th, 10th Amendments, federalism? None of it. And, of course, it tries to destroy the Constitution by claiming it promotes slavery, which is an absolute outrageous lie. Mm-hmm. But even today, it attacks the capitalist system. It says the capitalist system is a racist system. Everything's racist. This is a party that led the way on anti-black racism, and today, in order to advance its Marxist agenda, it claims the nation was founded by white supremacists, so therefore now they're into anti-white racism because the Marxist wing has to figure out how to destroy our founding. So they rewrite our history, they change our language, they use the law to enforce their police state. Democrat Party is not really a political party. It is an autocratic party, kind of parties you see all over the world. It doesn't want to play inside the political system, our governing system, wants to destroy them. And that's what they mean by fundamentally transforming America. What else could it possibly mean? And they're doing it. Just look around. Every aspect of our society, whether it's parental rights, under attack. The brainwashing of our children with these radical perversions, quite frankly, in the classroom, it's happening now with their defense and the defense of their teachers' unions. The effort to infiltrate the Catholic Church, we never did that. They were caught, is what happened. Right. The greatest censorship in American society since Woodrow Wilson, another Democrat. And I go on and explain this book. It's history. It's ideology. I compare it to autocratic parties throughout the world. And we are in the middle of a revolution that is destroying our culture, destroying our country, and destroying our constitutional system. I thought it was about time to put it all together, put all the puzzle pieces together, and it is undeniable that this party hates America because if it loves America, it's got a very funny way of showing it.
Yeah, good point. Mark Levin, the new book, The Democrat Party Hates America. Oh, you know, people will ask, is it too late already? I like to stay positive and believe that we're going to change this. I can't believe people buy into it. like they've done for so long. And I know part of that is because all they get from social media and the media is like, this is the new way of doing things, and it's okay. And the universities are just really hurting us. So my question to you is, can we change this, sir?
You know, my attitude about that, Moon, is this. I don't know, but we got to fight like hell. I can't predict the outcome. You know, Patton couldn't predict the outcome, but he knew how to fight like hell. Mm-hmm. Thomas Paine couldn't figure out the outcome. George Washington, but they fought like hell, even in the darkest hours. I've got kids and grandkids, and most of the people listening have kids and or grandkids, and we do this for them. Yeah. Our ancestors did everything they could for us. We do this for them. We must not surrender to this. But in order to take it on, we got to know who's behind it. We have to understand why they're behind it, what their ideology is, what their strategies and tactics are. So when we talk to our fellow citizens, and there's tens of millions of us who love America, whether it's family members or colleagues, who knows, we need to be fully informed about this very evil, in many ways genocidal, devious element, the Democrat Party. It's one thing to talk about these things in a vacuum, like what's happening here, looking at Biden's. No. This is an attack, an alien attack, ideologically, sure, against our system that has persisted now for well over 100 years, and we've now reached the pinnacle.
Good point.
Where they are close to taking us down. Yeah. Where they have devoured our culture. And so to understand how to push back, how to unravel, how to save our country, we need to understand who's behind. Look, there's a lot of Democrats listening to say, I don't believe that crap. You're right, you don't. But the Democrat Party ruling class and elites do. They do in our colleges and universities. These activists, they do believe in this stuff, CRT. This isn't coming from Republicans. They have their own problems. Don't get me wrong.
I understand.
But they don't want to fundamentally destroy the country. The Democrat Party does. And they wake up every day with their activists, with their media, with their tenured professors, with their union teachers, not all, but most. The wide open borders. Everything they do is intended to destroy what we believe in this country and destroy citizenship and destroy the South.
Yeah, no doubt about it. His name is Mark Levin. Y'all all know him. His new book, The Democrat Party Hates America. You can pick it up. Just a couple minutes left, Mark. You know, Mark, that's why I call him the party of hate and filth, and I've been doing it for a long time. You know, when you can take something as simple as gender and twist that up some kind of way when we got thousands and thousands of years of knowing a man's a man, a woman's a woman, and all of a sudden, science, which got it wrong on COVID and got it wrong on masks, now all of a sudden science is thrown out the door. I mean, biology, I mean, come on. It's when you can take and twist that, man, you are controlling the minds of people. And like you just said, it's really satanic. It's devious at best.
They're doing this. They know what a woman is. They know exactly what a woman is. They keep talking about their first woman this, their first woman that. And yet they send a nominee to the Senate for the Supreme Court, Jackson, refuses to define what she knows. What a woman. All she had to do is look in her lap, then she would know what a woman is. But that said, this is intentional. They want to change our value system, our belief system. Marx talked about destroying the nuclear family. On top of that, they want to change our language and our values. And so it's this now. It'll be other things in the future. And in order to destroy your society and remake it into some kind of a Marxist paradise, you have to take, and Marx talked about, you got to take out the family because the family has the strongest social connections, parents to children and so forth. So you've got to destroy that. You've got to destroy faith. You've got to destroy all these obstacles to centralized, autocratic, iron-fisted government. And that's where we're headed. If people don't understand that that's what the Democrat Party is doing, then we will lose.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you made a good point. If you don't fight like hell, you're going to lose. By the way, Mark, and before I let you go, Bill Clinton's still living, but if Ted Kennedy and John Kennedy were living, them three can explain what a woman, couldn't they? Am I way off by saying that?
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? Maybe Hillary, too, but I don't know about that.
His name is Mark Levin. The new book, it's out, folks. The Democrat Party Hates America. Hey, Mark, thank you so much. It's an honor to have you.
A lot of fun. God bless you, brother.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Mark Levin, the great one, folks, as Sean Hannity calls him. He really is a great one. All right, we're going to take a break. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Dodie Harden when we get back. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight Campaign.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple campaign.
Joe Biden wanted to stop oil and gas jobs in the Gulf of Mexico. But Liz Merle fought for us and blocked Biden's left-wing ban on oil and gas leasing. Liz whipped sleepy Joe Biden's lawyers. But we know they'll try again. Liz will be ready and will never back down. For Attorney General, vote Liz Merle, Louisiana's fighter. Paid for by Safe and Free Louisiana, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running for Secretary of State. I'm going to work as hard for you as I did with the great people that helped me build a leading energy business. We worked together as a team, and we got the job done. In Louisiana, we don't run from the challenges in front of us. We roll up our sleeves, and we get the job done. I believe in you, and together, we can move Louisiana forward. Vote for Mike Francis for Secretary of State. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Your code for this hour is 387. That's 387.
Hey, Boudreaux.
Welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us, folks. If you hadn't voted, don't forget to vote Saturday. That's it. Will the people in Louisiana stand up and wake up? Will we not go to the polls? Will we let the system continue to drive the state into the ground? That's my question for you. Anyway, it's Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. Hey, go to MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. Talk to John Blanchett and the people at his place. They're really professionals. They know what they're doing. And he understands more than about building a nest. He understands when you build that nest egg, what's the taxes? Where are you going to go with your taxes? You go, well, I don't know. We had to pay taxes once we built the nest egg. You didn't. You better talk to him. When to take Social Security? Some people might be 62. Some it may be 70. Depends on what your goals are. And everybody's goals are different. That's why you need a guy like John Blanchett and Matthew James. MatthewJames.com. Check out John. You're going to be glad you did. All right, on the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline, Dodie Harden. Dodie, how you doing?
Doing great this morning. How are you?
Dodie, doing good. All right, Dodie, the district you running in again? Because I'm telling you, I've been through so much, I don't even know whose district is what anymore.
We don't expect you to. District 9, Bossier Parish.
Now, Dodie, you have gotten your voting record. You're a person that can run on your voting record. But the distortion of your campaign has been phenomenal. Let me give you a few. Number one, was it the Jimmy Davis Bridge? Am I saying that right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
So I read people saying, well, they didn't fund it. Tell me what the truth is, because the competition on that other side, they don't really care what the truth is about this. So what is the deal with the Jimmy Davis Bridge?
No, they don't. And I even posted a response that DOTD had given me, an update and where we were on the funding. And even Jay Darden put out a statement. I mean, we have from DOTD, and the bridge is ongoing, and it's – the funding. We have it secured. There's a portion that will in P5 that we'll go get, you know, that was inadvertently removed, and we'll get that in January. It'll have a commitment to get that P5. And as you know, P5 is kind of like a number on a paper.
And it's up and, the road.
Yes, and with the design build, you get the funds are allocated as you need. And so we signed the contract. It's ongoing. There's no delays whatsoever. And so the bulk of the funding is there, and the P5 that's left is already committed. And so there's no issue with the Jimmy Davis Bridge.
Yeah, but they keep going out there telling people that, oh, no, she ain't got that.
Well, you know, Moon, I never got it in the first place. It's our delegation that went after that.
Yeah.
With Senator Peacock being the lead, he'd worked on this since he had been elected. And with our delegation support, we fought hard to get one of the mega projects throughout Louisiana, which is the Jimmy Davis Bridge. And for the deception that's going on about that, to have to run on smoke and mirrors, I just can't imagine that being a good platform to run on.
What up? Have you been endorsed by Jeff Landry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And why would someone lie about something that's so easy to prove? I can assure people that are listening, if Jeff Landry had not endorsed me and I had said he had, he would make a public statement immediately denouncing that. But he was one of the first officials to endorse me. We've worked together for 8 years, and he's conservative. He knows my conservative record, and he needs people like me in office to be able to help with our vision for a new Louisiana. Of course, he endorsed me.
Here's a couple other ones. Congressman Mike Johnson, did he endorse you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so very grateful because Congressman Johnson, he takes his endorsements very seriously. And he had no qualms about endorsing me. And I've earned that endorsement, and I'm really grateful for it.
Well, what about it? I asked you one more. And by the way, you can name some other ones, but they got a guy named Senator John Kennedy who's very popular. I think he got about 70% of the vote up there. Did he endorse you?
Yes, and he's really invested in our races and those of conservative races. He knows how important it is for Louisiana. We need to vote like this is Louisiana's last chance for change. As you know, man, too many people make money off of this broken, failed system. Hence why it's never changed. And for the first time, we have an opportunity to have a governor that's truly conservative with members of the House and Senate that are proven conservatives to truly, truly, to change legislation, to improve on our business, real estate, education, to address the crime, and so much more that's going to be make our Louisiana climb up the charts. And I'm just hoping that and grateful for the voters who trusted me for 8 years. My district know me. They've known me for 8 years. We have walked through 8 years of Dumbbell Edwards policies and stood against the woke agenda.
Dodie, you're breaking up pretty bad. Did you move?
Can you hear me now?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
I hear you great now. You was kind of breaking up in there a little bit, and that's why I wanted to stop before we got too far off. But your record, you're running on your record. It's been so solid for 8 years. This is what I would tell the people up there. I know a lot of people up there, and there's some really great people up there, that
yes,
you don't throw out the good ones. You look for the bad ones and throw out, but the good ones you hold on to. Your record, one of the 19 that held the line, and look, it ain't your fault that you hold the line on what you tell people, and Stuart Bishop, very little Bishop, and Cortez and Bill Edwards and all them guys decide we're going to hurt Doty because we got somebody mm-hmm. want to run against him. So they come up with this cat, they want to run against you, and he talks about what didn't come home because the good old boy network did that on purpose so they can have an issue to run against you. That's sad.
Well, it is so obvious. This past year was an anomaly. You know, even though we stood had a bulk of our projects funded. I mean, we have over $205 million of completed road and bridge projects, $85-plus million in capital outlay. But I never sold the soul of District 9.
You shouldn't. And you should never do that.
No. And I do believe that the people are smart. They see through it. You know, this is not about money. The establishment, the good old boys of this parish know that my going in under conservative governor, money is not going to be an issue. So that's not why they're running somebody against me. It's about control, and they do not want to send me back to serve under Jeff Landry.
One of the things that I said, Dodie, about them, the good old boy network that's against you and that's against Blake Miguez are not about your people. They could give a rat's rear end about the people in the district. They're about taking care of themselves. Good old boy network does not care about people. They care about themselves.
Dodie, and it's sad to me.
Yeah, how can people get in touch with you if they want to help? Last week, time to vote on Saturday.
Oh, yes, please go out and vote. Every vote counts. They can get me at dodiehorton@gmail.com or 318-987-6921. And it's an honor to serve, and I'm so grateful, Moon. Thank you.
All right, good luck. And by the way, if Chris Turner wants to come on, Brandon, let me know. We got plenty of time to talk to Chris. Plenty of time. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight Campaign.
I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running for Secretary of State. I'm going to work as hard for you as I did with the great people that helped me build a leading energy business. We worked together as a team, and we got the job done. In Louisiana, we don't run from the challenges in front of us. We roll up our sleeves, and we get the job done. I believe in you, and together, we can move Louisiana forward. Vote for Mike Francis for Secretary of State. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple Campaign.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
Show that's not immune to facts. The Dan Bongino Show here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Financial Studio.
A war in the Middle East rages on for a third day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's in Gaza City, where Israel keeps bombing Hamas targets as the militants keep up their attacks.
A huge barrage of rockets from the northern part of the Gaza Strip.
Fox's Trey Inks near the border in southern Israel reports those are long-range missiles.
And I'm told by my producer here they are targeting Jerusalem. Air raid sirens sounding in the largest Israeli city.
More than 800 Israelis have been killed, along with 9 Americans. And hundreds of Palestinians have also died in Gaza, where Israel's cut off food and fuel and electricity and...
Behind me, Israeli tanks that are staging, along with soldiers, more than 300,000 reserve forces have been called up to fight in this war.
Now to Fox's Benjamin Hall on the biggest concern about Israel's ground invasion into Gaza.
Hostages that are being held, over 100, including, it is believed, some Americans inside Gaza, held, we believe, in some of the tunnels that Hamas has built. Now, Hamas will be using them as human shields.
American and Israeli intelligence also under scrutiny after a Wall Street Journal report that Iran helped Hamas terrorists launch Saturday's surprise attack and had been planning it since August. There is a different kind of misery in Afghanistan, where rescuers keep digging through rubble for earthquake survivors.
The World Health Organization says men were mostly out working when the earthquakes struck. Those left indoors, women and children, were in greatest danger. They make up two-thirds of those hospitalized and the majority of deaths. At least 2,400 people were killed.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. There are 4,000 more workers on picket lines in three states, walking off their jobs this morning at Mack Trucks after voting to reject a new tentative contract on day 25 of the auto workers' strike against Ford, GM, and Stellantis. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with our Feel Better or Your Money Back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Your code for this hour is 484. That's 484.
Hey, this is Joe Cunningham, and I want to invite you to check out my show, The Joe Cunningham Show, every weekday at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us, folks. 844-766-6607. It is a Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. And Brandon, yes, I made the trip up north this weekend, and I ended up at Superior Grill yesterday for lunch. Oh, man. You know, Brandon, I broke down. I didn't get what I normally get. I broke down and got a Superior salad, and I had the fajita steak meat. They said, well, here's your dressing. I said, take that away. I put the sauce all over the dressing. Man, it was so delicious. But, hey, we've been going to Superior. We laughed because we were sitting in a place that basically me and Tanya almost got engaged right there in the spot right after. So it was kind of cool for us. We were sitting there visiting with some family and friends, and that's what Superior Grill does. It brings people together over a great meal. And as usual, they had their great service. A quality of food was there. It was a lot of fun. So if you didn't get a chance to go check out Superior Grill, you really need to go check it out. Superior Grill, four in three parts of the state, soon to be four, because they're coming to Lafayette by probably sometime in February. Either beginning or end of February, I forget the dates they gave me, what they're shooting for. But Line Avenue and Shreveport, that's where I was yesterday. You got Government Street and Highland Road in Baton Rouge, and I've been at both. Also, St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. I've been at that one, too, many times. Superior Grill. I love it. You're going to love it. You like Mexican food. They cater. They have a good time. Big parties. You got it. They do it all. So, I couldn't do the program without mentioning what happened in Israel. And my heart was broke for those people. It really is. Hamas, Satan, should be probably wiped off the map. And let me tell y'all something. Israel is going to wipe them off the map, rightfully so. They had no business doing what they did. And yet we got people in the United States of America and representatives and congressmen all pulling for Hamas. And it's really a shame, folks. It's really a shame. Innocent kid. Brian, they've had, I think they're over 1,000 dead. 2,000 or 3,000 have been shot and hurt and kidnapped and everything else. And these people snuck in and they planned the whole thing. Iran looks like they're behind it. My big fear for all this is World War III seems to be right around the corner. Economy, debt, everything that's running up. We've always been friends of Israel. That's why God has blessed this country, in my humble opinion, because we've always protected them. We've always helped them. And they're sitting a little bit. Y'all realize, Brandon, Israel is just a little bitty country in the big scheme of things in the Mideast? My prayers go out for all those folks. I visited with Levin before the show was over about it. I didn't get in that because we only had a select time for a select story. But he was, you can tell he was distraught by what was happening over there. And here's the problem we got, folks. You ought to start asking yourself, he talked about the book, The Democrats Hate America. And he said, if you had to write a book on how much Democrats love America, it'd be one sentence. He's right, the party of filth, the party of hate. But the Democrats have made sure, since Obama got in, and especially since Biden got in, we let as many illegals coming over here as possible. What if they've let 6 million since Biden's come in? What if, Brandon, 10% was part of Hamas to destroy us? Well, that'd be 600,000. What if it's 1%? That's 60,000. You know how much damage opening our borders can do to this country, to our kids at a school? You know how much damage for politicians not protecting our borders against evil? Because evil is out there. The devil's out there. Satan is out there. And he's doing damage. We saw it in Israel. You know how much damage these people can do just open up your borders and letting them in? And it's what the Democrats and Biden, some chamber types, oh, bring them, let them come. It don't matter. It does matter. It does matter. My first thought was, here we go, World War III. And another thing, when you have no leadership and you got horrible leadership, and you got insane leadership like we got in the United States of America, fairly the president of the United States, the vice president, all his kooks. And all, most of them are being run by Obama's people who already said, and you heard Levin say, transforming America. That came out of Barack insane Obama's mouth. I don't care if he's black or Democrat or white. Came out of his mouth. Chaos, folks. That's what Satan, that's what the devil loves is chaos. So does the Democrat Party. They love chaos. And here we are, people voting for Democrats. And you vote for a Democrat. That's why I made a big deal about Clay Shakesnyder sucking up to the Democrats. If people don't understand anything else I said my whole time of being on the radio for you, Shakesnyder and that gang of Democrats did to the state what they did. And Shakesnyder and his 22 fraudulent buddies went across and did it with them. Paula Pelosi Davis was part of that. Stuart Little, very little bishop, big part of it. John Stefanski running for attorney general, big part of that. But man, when I saw what happened to Israel, every time you pick up the phone or every time you picked up and went to the internet and I read the stories, man, my heart just, I mean, it just breaks my heart to no end because are we next? We're just letting people come across that border. We know they're killing us with fentanyl. Some people are being raped and killed and beat up and losing their property. You know? Body dead, Brandon. 100 dead, 2,500 wounded right now as a count. There's a lot more coming. How come we're not going to get the same thing? At least 9 Americans killed. Democratic Socialists of America, who lines up with the Democrat Party, cheers Palestinian terror in New York City. You know? It's amazing to watch this, folks. How come we're allowing the Democrat Party, the one that Clay Shakesnyder works with, to do this? Y'all may not be worried about what's going on in the country. We're so indebted. We've given up on respect for money. We're so bad financially. Let me ask y'all a question. My question to you is, how do we fight a war when nobody buys our bonds and we're so broke? Democrats don't want to take away any spending. Spend. Create a socialist and a communist utopia. I'm just kind of curious, folks. They're allowing, and once again, Levin mentioned the borders and what's happening at the borders. And I'm telling you right now, my heart is broke for Israel and what they're going through. We went through the same thing. They even calling it, Brandon, their 9/11. And everybody over on that side in the Middle East hates Israel and hates our guts. They just do. They hate us and they hate Israel. They hate our guts. I think they picked on the wrong tiger, though. Netanyahu is still a prime minister, whatever you call a position. And he normally doesn't play with people like this. But what about the borders, folks? We ain't protected our borders. We got people, politicians, the Democrat Party trying to take away our guns. They want to expand the border and let anybody come. Now the blue states are hollering and bickering because they don't know what to do to illegals. The fentanyl, the drugs, the overdose, all the stuff going on because of those borders. How can y'all think we're going to walk away from this and nothing's going to happen in the United States of America again? And we never hold people responsible for stuff going on. We're not going to hold Joe Biden responsible and Kamala Harris and Barack Hussein Obama, who wants to transform the United States of America to what? When we're the freest country in the world. Let me tell you something else. When Trump had us energy independent, Brian, you know, when something would happen in the Middle East, we would just keep on going. We never had to worry about skyrocketing gas prices. I think all went up $3 a barrel. We don't have to. Didn't worry about that stuff because we are energy. Not this green crazy crap. I'm telling you, I'm going to be so right. One day I might be gone by it. Somebody say, you know, that guy was on the radio talking about how crazy it was with carbon capture and windmills and solar panels. And he said it was crazy. That was nuts. And that would hammer on the United States of America because cheap food and cheap energy is how we survive. It's how we fight wars. Go out there and look at it right now. That's what it looks like when you spend money that you don't have. How do we fight in a war? You think China's not looking at Joe Biden falling out laughing? Biden's probably doing a wink and a nod. They got people out there that would love to blow this country up. We got people in our own country. According to Levin, the Democrat Party hates America. They do. You can say, well, I'm a Democrat. I don't believe in all that. Then why are you voting for these people? You voted for Obama. You voted for Biden. You believe in this because this is what they're doing. It's just incredible. Just incredible. And I tell you what, man, when you see them kids dying and those women dying and those children dying, fighting against the devil like that, that's tough. I don't want it to happen here. You keep opening the borders and spinning ourselves into oblivion. It's by design. None of this happens by accident, folks. This is by design. Let's take a break. Your calls are welcome. 844-766-6607.
Son, Tuta had a bright future, but his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew it was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight Campaign.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple Campaign.
The IRS.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. We'll get my good friends at J&J Exterminator. J&J Exterminator, folks, the largest independent exterminator in the great state of Louisiana. They've been around for 50-plus years, and they do a great job. No company can hang around that long unless they do a really good job, and that's what you get from J&J Exterminator. I know personally, I've been pitching them for 20-plus years, folks. And guess what? I've been using them for almost just as long. They are really do a super job. J&J Exterminator, you need J&J to do the dirty work. You need J&J to make sure the pests and things and termites and things like that stay away from your home. J&J Exterminator, let the professionals at J&J step up and do all your pest control work. I can tell you right now, you're going to be glad they did. All right, 844-766-6607 is the number. Brian, how you doing, Brian?
Doing great. How about you, Moon?
Hard work and dedication.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. What's your comment?
I wanted to ask, see if you would talk about the amendments coming up on the 14th. There's four of them.
Yeah.
And
the first two were yes for me. The other two I've ended up voting for, but those two amendments, I can see why people, one of them's really screwed up in the writing. In the deal, but
right.
You know, some people have voted for. I know people that have voted for the first two and against the next two. I know people that voted for three and voted against. I mean, one, two, and four voted against three. That's just one of the things you have to read them and look at them.
So the first two is yes, correct?
Yeah, I think the first two are done. One is the first one is the making sure foreign money don't come into our local elections and statewide elections. And that's the old Zuckerbugs bill that Miguez got passed, and the Edwards vetoed it. Then it got passed, and Blank Page Cortez let it die on the vine. So they decided last year to do a constitutional amendment, which I think passed. The second one is to make sure churches, and this is my opinion and my determination that you don't close down churches. If you have a pandemic, churches can stay open. The courts have already ruled they can stay open. Like somebody said, I don't think we need that, but I think you need it in this day and time.
Yeah, you do.
So
the three and four, you're not sure about those?
Well, I voted yes on them, but there are going to be some people vote no on those, too.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay. Well, we really appreciate you, what you're doing, Moon, you know.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Excuse me. By the way, Hunter Lundy is going to join us coming out the bottom of the hour. And so we'll visit with him on the governor's race, see where he's at. Got a couple big questions for him. Just kind of curious on his issue, on a couple of issues. So we'll visit with him coming out of the next break. Folks, I can't tell you enough. And Mark Levin, once again, I'll go back to Levin. You know, we got to fight like hell. And we're not going to fight like hell. We're going to lose this election. We're going to start losing some key Senate races. You got to fight. Anybody can quit. Easiest thing to do in life is to quit. It's easy. You ain't got to do nothing. You just give up. Don't do that. You got to go vote. You got to at least find out what's going on. In the governor's race, really, and I'll ask Mr. Lundy when he comes in if something's going to change, but basically it's been a two-man race. If you look at numbers, I don't necessarily like to look at numbers. And we'll ask Mr. Lundy, how does he overcome that? Because I saw his numbers come up and then kind of flatten out. We'll see if that's important. All right, who we got from where?
So Jimmy in Monroe.
Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. Yeah, man, I heard what happened over in Israel. And, you know, here several years ago, Israel's just citizens began to carry firearms, weapons, women, kids is big enough to tote a weapon. We're toting weapons in case, you know, something like this happened. And this is my opinion, Moon. You up in Walmart and somebody starts shooting, nobody got no gun to protect nobody, but I believe we should be that same way, man. And, you know, start packing, you know, because, man, things, like you said, I believe it. Things, it's going to happen here. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, look, you can't let the borders allow to be open to allow all these people to come in here. Well, Jimmy, we don't know who's coming across. That's what's so sad. Because nothing's right. Blown up yet don't mean it won't. And when we do, this goes on the Democrat Party. This is going to be killing the people. And we did a horrible job of stopping the borders. Trump was trying to go that direction. Say what you want. And we were energy independent. We didn't, before all this green crazy, which is nuts. We didn't care. If something happened in the Middle East, we can fight our own wars. We got everything we need right here.
That's right. And you never know, you never know, Moon, when all that stuff coming over here, you don't know who it is. They're going to pull a ripcord up in there and blow whoever up. But I just believe it like this. I believe everybody that can carry a weapon needs to start carrying just in case something like that happens, because I believe what you said is coming, but it just when.
Yeah, I believe it
might get some of us.
Yeah, the Democrats don't want no border control. Now they're jumping up talking about a wall. Look what happened, Israel. But let me tell you, these countries, they look at the weakness of the president. What happened with the Speaker of the House, you like it or not? They look, oh, they're laughing at us. Man, these people are going, they can't get it together in anything. Anyway, let me go and take a break. Be back.
Okay, man.
Fleming campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana treasurer.
Shady Clay Schexnider wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook. First, Shady Clay Schexnider got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnider raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnider budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnider to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State.
Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
You know, Phoenix Capital Group.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, online at MatthewJames.com.
Y'all all, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. It is a Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, before we get to my special guest, Mr. Lundy, who's running for governor, I do want to mention my good friends at Stein. If you go to steinhome.com, and listen, I love pushing Louisiana companies and Louisiana businesses, and Stein has been around for a long time. Great story of him coming back from World War II saying, okay, fought the good fight, come back, start a business, and this is what he started out of the back of his house. And guess what? There's 12 locations now. As a matter of fact, you can get hunting stuff from Stein. That's how big they've gotten. But look, they're having a special deal because it's, of course, Breast Cancer Month. And, of course, everybody talks about their buckets. They do the green bucket. But the pink bucket, if you buy a pink bucket, every time you put your stuff in there to carry around, 100% of it would be donated to the American Cancer Society. Just who they are. They're always around after these hurricanes. But they also are mailers all over the website at steinhome.com. Outdoor equipment, sales on paint and flooring and appliances, all going on right now this month, and you don't want to miss it. Go to steinhome.com, special financing for 12 months. Don't forget their logo, better brands, lower prices. And by the way, that's guaranteed. That's at Stein, a great Louisiana company. Steinhome.com, steinhome.com. Mr. Lundy, how you doing, sir?
I'm fine, Moon. How you doing?
I hadn't seen you in a little bit of a while, not a long while. I can talk to you about this because I know you're going to be honest with me. So all opposed say Landry Wilson. Now, once again, all opposed I've seen, okay? So you're running as an independent.
Right.
But tell me how you just get – all you got to do is get over one person.
Right.
It looks like the other Republicans have all stalled out. That's a fact. How do you get over the one person?
Well, I'm getting on it because I think African-Americans realize that a vote for Wilson is a vote for Landry, and they don't want Landry. And most of the people in Louisiana that I've talked to that aren't feeling threatened or intimidated or bullied, they don't want Landry. And so,
well, you say that, but he's the one running the highest.
Well, he's running. He's got his set vote right now, and I think it stays set through Election Day, but it doesn't get him elected. So if I make the runoff, I beat him. And so that's what we're looking at. Our message is clear. It's never been clear. I think they know that I'm the populist candidate. They know that Louisiana is a populist state. They know that, you know, we've elected John Bell twice. We elected President Trump twice, and our U.S. senators. So we're a state interested in people and issues, not parties. And our parties, I mean, look what's going on in Washington right now. And it's migrated to Louisiana. So I go back to my original message after the legislative session, and that was the red fought the blue, and then the red fought the red. and then we didn't know what was in the budget. And we still don't. Now we know there was a lot of pet projects that hit. So
you also talked about potholes in it.
That's right.
Brad is laughing because what our damn potholes.
Come on, we got the second worst roads in the United States. And we got high insurance rates. A lot of them are due to the roads and the claims, the property claims that are made. That's why we got high property insurance. And so, the storms have something to do with it, too. But the roads have a lot to do with it. So I get around Sean Wilson, which I'm moving in that direction, and I'm very close. I'll be your governor. I'll beat Jeff Landry.
I got a question for you. You know, I always got a good one for you. This is a good one. You fall minimum wage increase. You have sounded a lot like Bill Edwards. So, you know what? Let me ask the question first. I knew you was going to want to rip me, but you sounded a lot like Edwards. You're a trial lawyer. You got all the same backings like Edwards. Here's what I want you to do on the program, because I know where we were when he started. It was no vision. It was minimum wage. It was Medicaid. And it was raise taxes. And he's got it all done except the minimum wage increase, which, by the way, right now, I bet the average worker is making $10, $11 an hour. But you sound like him. So here's what I want you to do. Separate yourself from Bill Edwards. What are you going to do different than Bill Edwards? What separates you from Bill Edwards? I think it's a look. I'm looking at you. I think that's a legitimate question. You separate yourself from this governor that we have because we've had 8 years of out-migration, high insurance. I'm going on and on, potholes. I want you to separate yourself from Bill Edwards.
Well, I will fight for the things that I believe in. And, I'm not married to a party. He's married to a party. And he's stuck to party issues, which were not in the best interest in the state. I would have never done the COVID mandates. I mean, that hurt our children, that hurt our state, that hurt our economy, that hurt small business. He just doesn't realize the ramifications for those mandates. I would have not done that. And so, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in our freedoms. And yes, but I have a biblical worldview. So people, it took the media a while to figure out who I am. That's why I say poverty is the number one issue. We take on poverty, we get rid of poverty, we get rid of the number two rating, we grow our economy. But I mean, we grow our economy by getting rid of poverty in the state.
I know, but that's some of the same themes that he had, Mr. Lundy. I'm being blunt with you.
I understand.
I think he's been a bad governor. I think he was elected because of Republicans and their craziness. He backed in twice, in my humble opinion. Well, I think you're going to have to be different, a lot different than Bill Edwards, if you became governor, because if you don't, we're headed in the wrong direction. And that's why I said separate yourself.
Well, I just separated myself on the mandates on the COVID and the consequences we experienced because of that poor decision. So,
where you at with taxes? Let me tell you why I say this, and you may have to get governor to see what I mean. So they came in and they made up a lie about $2 billion budget deficit, which, by the way, to this day, 4 years later, actually 8 years later, I've not had one person prove it. I promised to go to Bill Edwards' office. You and governor, I say, let me come sit down and prove it. Couldn't prove it. Jay Darden wouldn't come prove it. Zero Zizarang wouldn't prove it. Nobody's proved it. That was made up to get tax increases. So I believe they spent, and you know this from the budget, the hellhole, you just mentioned it. Yeah. They spent all that money, I think, to put the next governor in a bind. And so you might get there, and there ain't no money because they spent it all. So where are you going to be on taxes? I'm just kind of your words.
Well, I've said that I would support the renewal of the 0.45%.
And you have.
And I've said that, and I said we got to pay our teachers, we got to pay our law enforcement, and we got to pay our firemen. We also got to fix roads. I mean, I know it only generates somewhere between $600 million and $1 billion, and we got an $18 billion backlog. And, I'm pretty critical of our Secretary of Transportation. And that's the Democrat in John Bell, yes, getting behind a Secretary of Transportation who's been with three governors, and I'm embarrassed because our roads are the way they are.
But,
It's priorities. And so I'm different in my priorities than he is.
$18 billion goes back to, I'm going to tell you, you mentioned about being populist. I think that's been the problem. We've had populist governors, a lot of them. And what they've done is they've made roads never be a priority. Talk about an election. Don't do nothing about it when you're there. And we can't afford that anymore, as you know. I don't care who the governor is. I don't care Republican. I could care less. Well, we got to change that.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Populists hadn't solved the problem. Edwin Edwards was a populist.
But he was a party guy. I'm not a party guy. And I'm not married and beholden to any of them, any caucus, any party. And so I can talk to brothers, each sides of them. I mean, one of the one of my biggest supporters is the Republican. And so, I mean, and he's outspoken in the legislature. I can talk to Republicans, Democrats, Independents. And because I know the plight of people, because I've told you, I love God, I love people, I'm going to live it out in that order. And so, and of course, and grace precedes truth in the Bible. And so when people know that I have grace for them, they know that I'm not judging them. You know, we can't judge a man's heart. I can't even judge our attorney general's heart, but I can judge his actions, mm-hmm. and his actions are poor. And so I can judge the actions of others. And so I can attack those things. And if we do what we say we're going to do, if we pay those teachers, we keep them here. We start them. I mean, you got St. Helena teacher starting at 38,000. You got one in Red River starting at 64,000. We need to start everybody.
You know, maybe the answer is to cut 64 parishes down to 40, because some of these places will never have the tax base. The other thing is, you know, you mentioned education. If you really go look at comparison us to other states, we've got too many universities. We're never going to afford to fund them. We can't. And we can't fund them because we got too many. Is that something you'll look at? Because most people wouldn't touch that with a 1,000-mile pole because they want to offend somebody.
Well, I will look at anything. I will listen to anybody. Right now, I know that some of these UL systems, they're the economic drivers for those communities, Northwestern and Natchitoches. Southeastern and Hammond, McNeese is not so much in Lake Charles anymore because we got the ship channel driving the economy.
Are you not a little bit puzzled that government universities are driving the economy? So when the government draws out of money and the state and the federal government draws out of money because we got, like you said it earlier, the craziness going on in the federal government, what's going to happen if we don't have the private sector? It needs to be the drive of the economy, not the university.
Well, most of them have because the money, when Jindal was the governor, he cut them back. He cut them way back. I mean, he got rid of the charity hospital system. He damaged the UL system. He took money from different pots that taxpayers paid for, like the Comeet Diversion Project over. What a economical boondoggle that is. And I mean, I can look at the things that he's done.
I think me and you would fight all day. I do not see where government is the driver of economics ever, yeah. ever. And if it becomes that, Mr. Lundy, I think that's been our problem in the state. All the local municipalities all bickering at some of these lawmakers. They don't bring home enough money. And I'm sitting there going, whoa. So you're telling me to do all those things. You better be creating a job because you're not going to have the tax base to pay the people you want to pay, the firemen, the chief. You better have the private sector rolling to really pay them and to do well.
I don't disagree with you at all. And so, but, you know, how are we going to draw economy here if we don't change the perception of the rest of the nation? And that's why I attack poverty. We get rid of poverty, we change the perception of the rest of the nation of us. We created tourism again. And we get rid of crime by doing that. I can talk about that.
Well, no, we'll come back and talk about it. I got a few more minutes. Let's take a break. My problem with keep talking about poverty, we're making it easy to be poor here. Your best and brightest are leaving because we don't have private sector jobs to hold them up. Mr. Lundy, hold on a second, sir. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and visit with him. He's running for governor. He's been running for governor for a long time. I got to tell you this. You put your money and your mouth where your heart is. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Louisiana is 48th in police pay, 35th in teacher pay, and dead last for firefighters. That doesn't surprise you, does it? The legislature had an extra $2 billion. That's billion with a B. The blue team fought the red team, and then the red team fought the red team. They passed a budget that none of them read without permanent raises for teachers. What kind of message are we sending? It sounds like move to Texas. We don't value you. It's embarrassing. So how can we expect our children to stay, serve, and build community if we don't make our teachers, police, and firefighters a priority? I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent. I'm running for governor. Let's seize a future of family, community, and prosperity. Not one of crime, poverty, and potholes. Why not?
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
paid for by the Tim Temple campaign.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight campaign.
I'm Justin Sinton.
Back, Moon Graffon Show, last segment of this hour, 844-766-6607 is the number. It's the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. Mr. Lundy, running for governor, he feels like he's still getting a runoff. He's still like you can be, and I believe you're sincere about saying it because you're looking at me in the eyes, and a lot of people don't like to look at me in the eyes. What about on the crime situation? I ask people, do you have a plan? My probably the best question would, do you have an idea what you would want to do with crime? And like I said, I think we made it easy to be poor in this state. And I think you've got a commercial running, which you would like to do. What are some couple of three things you say, Moon, we're going to do this?
Well, we're going to look at and following what New York did in the 90s in the Window Breakers program. We're going to go after those teenagers that got weapons. We're going to get them off the street. You know, when you start, you know, of course, all the focus has been on Shreveport, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. And of course, and again, your attorney general wants to make a big deal out of it, and he hurts the state every time he does it. But we can go after those and get those youth, and then we can possibly rehabilitate them, but find out who's putting the guns in their hands. So you got to do a kind of a sweep, got to get them off the street. When you do that and you start cleaning up poverty, you change the rest of the country's perception so people aren't living in fear. You and I know, I mean, I've quoted it before, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us one of love, power, and a sound mind. And so I don't believe in operating in fear. So we get rid of that, and we tackle that right up front. We get these guns off the street from these kids that we try to rehabilitate.
Now, when you say that, can I ask you, you're not talking about coming up with new gun laws on a citizen like me.
No.
I ain't shot nobody yet.
No.
I said yet in case somebody wants to break in my house.
I'm talking about getting the police prepared, paying the police more money, getting them equipped, getting them trained, and we go do it. And we go get it done, and we involve the community. We used to have community police a lot more. We have so many fewer police. We don't have community police right now. And so we got to take it on. And we can't single out anybody.
You mentioned guns, but how much of the gun crime is basically from the drug and dope that's being sold?
Well, it is.
That's the basis of what's happening.
Well, that's why poverty is so important. Most of your drug dealing occurs in poverty-ish neighborhoods. So when you clean up poverty, you're reducing drug crimes. You're reducing the problems that we have in blighted communities. So I've got a plan. We're going to do a map. We're going to take them on precinct by precinct, ward by ward. And now, believe me, New Orleans wants it cleaned up. These leaders
want
it. I think
there's a lot of people down there would like to do
something. They want it cleaned up. And so I can work with any mayor, any DA, any sheriff, any chief of police, any legislature. That's why I'm different, because, you know, you asked me to separate myself from the governor.
I thought it was important.
He and I didn't agree on social issues. You and I agree on them. And he and I certainly didn't agree on the mandates. But, I mean, we got to get in there and mix it up and help these cities with it. And I can work with any mayor.
I've mentioned to you many times about economy. And, you know, I'm not into this Green New Deal. I think it's the biggest waste of time. Yeah. I know you lean more to that. I don't lean to it at all. But let's just move that aside because we're not going to agree on that. But what do you do for the private sector? Because without the private, I really believe you get the private sector going here, some of that poverty stuff you're talking about will go away. But number two is you'll have plenty of money to give to the police and to fix the roads and all that stuff. But we got to create an economy that competes with Texas, not waves to Texas goodbye. What do you do private sector-wise? Forget government, what they do. What can private sector?
Again, I go back to the research triangle. We can develop things in North Louisiana that have never been developed. We can attract manufacturing. We got some of the largest forestry products in the nation. I mean, you know, the biggest landowner is Royal Martin, one of the second biggest landowners in the state. 500-some-odd thousand acres of forest land. We're not doing what we can do. We need to partner with those with private owners, private businesses. We can develop from central Louisiana north, and we can continue to develop what's happening on our rivers and our ship channels and do that, what we're doing. The LNG industry is a great industry. It's a high-paying industry. We're building new LNG plants. So, and you talk about me and the green. Yeah, I'm as the governor, my job is to get jobs for Louisiana people.
But all
so I'm going to take them.
All that's federal money, though, and we keep taking money. Our budget bloats out by federal money. When that goes away, we're in trouble. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I understand,
you.
And I think it will go away eventually. But as a governor, am I supposed to turn down the money that's coming in here that's going to create jobs for Louisiana people? No, I'm not. But I believe in the Oil and Gas Committee, don't I? Mean, my son.
I never said you did.
I know. I mean, I'm a supporter.
Tell people how to get in touch with you last week.
Hunter Lundy for governor. You can go to lundyforlouisiana.com. And I'm number 11 on the ballot sheet. I want your vote and look forward to meeting each and every one of you. Thank you, man.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate you.
Good luck. God bless. All right, we got to take a break. More to come. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live.
Shady Clay Schexnider wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook. First, Shady Clay Schexnider got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnider raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnider budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnider to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State.
Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. When I took office, I promised to work hard and open our doors to the world. And boy, did we ever. 5 record-breaking years in tourism. In 1 year, over 53 million people visited Louisiana. They left behind $1.9 billion in taxes you and I didn't have to pay, saving us over $1,100 per Louisiana family. When we took office, 7 state parks were slated to close for lack of funding. Not only did we keep them open, but several are making a profit. When have you ever heard of a state agency making a profit? I see a day when all of our parks will make a profit for Louisiana. There's nothing I won't get involved in to make Louisiana better. Keep Louisiana Beautiful was moved under my office. This year, we had our largest cleanup ever with over 580 teams in all 64 parishes. I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, asking for your vote so I can continue to work hard for all of Louisiana. We have so much more to do, and we're just getting started. Paid for by friends of Billy Nungesser.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day, more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight campaign.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple campaign.
Hey, Boudreaux.